This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, last night I received a text from someone from the past, and it's an acquaintance, and he sends me a text and says, I just heard you on ABC News. They just did a national broadcast on Waco, Texas, and they used one of your voiceovers from the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean's YouTube. And the reason they did that is because we have over 513 comments. And it's interesting how I just shared with you yesterday how the media has to continuously prop up the lie when they lead through opposition. See, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. But when it really happens, the Lord will take care of that. The truth is like a lion. Just let it loose. It will defend itself. But over and over and over again, when the media pushes a lie because they want to justify the actions of corruption, they continuously attempt to prop it up. And that's how you know the difference between a righteous act and an unrighteous act. But again, I'm sharing with you that last night I received a text from someone from the past that told me that ABC News just did a national broadcast on Waco, and they used my voiceover. So what I did today is I watched the whole thing this morning, and folks, it was nothing more than the media once again attempting to justify the crimes of corruption in government, namely the ATF and the FBI. An attempt to justify their crimes concerning what took place in Waco and the government against innocent people. And I want to tell you too, friends, just right off the bat here real quick, I'm not here to justify David Koresh. He seems to be out there on his own when it came to his Davidian branch, which is labeled by the media as a cult. And I want people to understand, and I want you to keep in mind, that if people would read their own Bibles, they wouldn't be followers of anyone but Jesus Christ. John 14, 6, 1 Corinthians 11, 1, 1 Timothy 2, 5. You wouldn't have to worry about them following a man. And just think about it. That's how easy it is to bring about resolve to these issues that we have on a basis, daily basis in this country. If it's not the church, it's the government. The two main institutions that really set the way. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. And we can see that's what's happening in government today. But just think about it. If people read the Bible and the Constitution, they wouldn't be following man. We'd understand that we are the government, that we have a responsibility and an obligation before God and man, both in the church and in government. As I said, the whole documentary was nothing short of justifying why the government did what it did when it killed those people in Waco. And again, I'm not here to justify David Koresh. I mean, the guy doesn't seem like an upright guy. But does it justify corruption in government? Killing adults and children? I mean, the narrative was all cherry-picked. It was all cut and paste together, friends, is what it was. And they started out the whole documentary on getting you to hate David Koresh and everything that he stood for, which is fine. That's totally fine. But they were playing the sympathies of the American people by showing you the kids that did live, which is good. I'm glad they lived. But they were setting the narrative the whole time, and it was all cherry-picked. You know, it was interesting, towards the end of the documentary on ABC News, who used one of my voiceovers without my permission, they must feel that it's public domain, and that's fine too, I guess. But it's interesting, when the kids were asked why the people responsible for killing their parents have not come forward and apologized, of course they were cut off. And again, the narrative was set all the way through. It didn't get to the point where you were questioning the ATF or the FBI for what they were doing or what they did or how they did it. And it's also interesting to know those that were a part of the Davidian are trying to figure out how the fire started, because you know as well as I do, the government didn't want to take responsibility for actually forcing what took place that day in Waco, Texas. The kids were cut off. Real questions were not asked. Real questions were not answered. Because again, here's the media attempting to justify the crimes of corruption in government against innocent people. Hey folks, there was no crimes worthy of death in this situation. And again, one of the questions that was asked by one of the kids was, why did you guys force this? Why did you use tanks? Why did you surround us and start to shoot at us in the inside, knowing that there was women and children? And of course, they justified it. And that's all they have to do, is tell you what could justify their actions, regardless if it was true or not. Well, it's interesting, friends, because I did a video back in December of 2012. And it's called Conspiracy Theory No More. It's on Columbine, Waco, Oklahoma City bombing, and Ruby Ridge. And it lays out real questions for you to answer. And it lays out real questions not only to you, but also to the media, as to why weren't these set in your narrative concerning the questions that were around each one of these, well, what we're called our conspiracy theorists, when we expose those that are actually covering for those that are committing the act of conspiracy. But what was interesting, and this is what I want you to hear, it's interesting to note, friends, that when I did this video, little did I know that I was going to get the response that I got concerning the comments laid. It's interesting when the American people have an open mic or a spot that they can leave comments after they watch the video as to missing information, what happened around Columbine and Waco and Oklahoma City bombing and Ruby Ridge. It's amazing how smart people are in this country. And see, the fact of the matter is the American people are not as stupid as the media wants you to believe in some cases. Because over 513 comments, folks, easily, hands down, the majority are calling out corruption for the corrupt that they are in government and how they could not justify the crimes against the innocent. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean on Facebook. And if you'd like to jump on our Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1 on our Facebook account as well, friends. You can jump over now onto our Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean YouTube page to check out the videos. We have a couple hundred of them posted to give you the answers to America's dilemma, both biblically and constitutionally, to bring about the resolve that we so desire in this country. I also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. There's no better way to say it, friends. That's why we are where we're at today. During the first segment, I'm highlighting, friends, that I get a text yesterday, and the text was telling me that ABC News just did a broadcast on justifying their crimes against the innocent in Waco, not justifying David Koresh or the Davidian branch in any sense of the word. But one of the things that I wanted to highlight, friends, is the fact that if people read their Bibles, they wouldn't be followers of any man. They would only follow the Christ. And right during the last segment, what I was highlighting, friends, is the fact that I made a video in December of 2012 called Conspiracy Theory No More. It's on Columbine, Waco, Oklahoma City bombing, and Ruby Ridge, the missing information so people could decide as to what really did happen there rather than just drinking the Kool-Aid that the media would have you drink. And I also highlighted during the first segment, friends, it's interesting when you give people a microphone or an opportunity to actually lay down their thoughts as to what they're being told, it doesn't exactly line up with what the media has to say. Or the results that they want are not the results that they're getting because the American people are not as stupid as they want them to become or be. And in this particular situation, friends, there's over 513 comments. calling out the corruption for what it is. Not every single one of them, but a good portion of them. And isn't it interesting, the media, again, we were just talking about this yesterday, how the media has to continuously prop up their lies. It's like the Oswald shooting Kennedy scenario. Every single year, they justify themselves by accusing Oswald of the crime, the lone gunman, the lone wolf killing John F. Kennedy. And it's interesting, 81% of the American people don't believe it. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. People are not as stupid as they want you to be in the media. And that's the problem that they're having with this country. Response, comment after comment after response after comment after response. The Clintons, I mean, folks, I can go on and on and on with their responses. But I want to make this point. It's just like in government. If people would read their Constitution, they wouldn't be following any man. I cannot stand when I hear conservatives talk about their leaders. We don't have leaders in this country. We're followers of the Christ, the lawgiver. Remember the flag, no king but King Jesus? Yep. Yeah. Remember the appeal to heaven that our forefathers waving those flags back and forth? Yep. Yeah. They knew who the king was. And they weren't going along to get along like they are today, saying, hey, crucify the truth. We have no king but King Caesar. No, that's not what they were doing. They were saying, away with Caesar and yes to the King of glory named Jesus Christ. But again, I want you to keep in mind, if people read their Bibles and their Constitution, we wouldn't be where we're at today. There would be, concerning the Waco, Texas scenario, there would have been no David Koresh. He would have not had a leg to stand on because nobody would have been there. They would have read the Bibles for themselves. And of course, the media means to paint a dark, grim picture of the church. And what David Koresh did is he took Scripture out of context over and over and over again. And that's why he got in trouble, and that's why he had followers. I used to say, every single time I got up and preached, and I still say it, we follow the Christ here. And if you begin to follow man in any sense of the word, it's time for you to go, because you're going to get in trouble. See, and the reason that we are in the position that we are today is because of false prophets. And Jesus told us over and over and over again, take heed to yourselves. Pay careful attention to yourselves. Know the doctrine. Know the doctrine, he said. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. Many will come in my name. You know, and it tells us in 2 Chronicles 19:10, it says, and whatsoever cause shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in your cities between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. And so wrath will come upon you and your brethren. This do, and you shall not trespass. And see, what we see in America today is that the church is countering their very purpose on this earth. Rather than the light reproving the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, we now have the church spreading the darkness as they attempt to put out the light. And who's the first ones to point this out? The useful idiots in the media. Listen to me, so you can understand what the Word of God has to say. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Well, guess what? David Koresh would have had zero followers if people would have read the Bible to know for themselves what was in operation through David Koresh or any other cult leader, as they call them. But Scripture tells us what to look for. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Folks, these people are simply advocating what God abhors, Proverbs 6:16 through 19. In fact, they are going so far to set the people at war with God. And that's what we see when we see false prophets arise. Did you know that Micah 3:5 says, "Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him," the Lord said. The people are preparing war against God because they're false representatives. They're false ambassadors of the Word of God. I mean, in this country, there's no excuse for the American people. They have the same Bibles the hirelings and whores have as they preach from the pulpits. The hirelings and whores only get away with what they get away with because you fail to read your Bibles. And instead of preaching real grace, the kind that says, "Go and sin no more," John 8:11, "and where sin abounds, grace does much more abound," Romans 5:20, the professed church preaches a stark contradiction of grace, which is nothing more than licentiousness. So in other words, the message of the professed church in America has been, "Do what you will," which just happens to be the first scripture in the Satanic Bible, and you'll still get into heaven. Matter of fact, the great reformer Martin Luther said this. He said, "Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ." And this is all because God's law has been pushed out of the culture by antinomianists. They have no regard for law, only to bear its corrupt state in which America now finds itself, and that is without shame. You know, I got a question for you. When you look at the churches in America today, for the most part, easily for the most part, you have to understand that they're doing it to themselves. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Listen to this. Just reading some of the church signs across the country will sicken any real Christian. I mean, "Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queens." These are church signs. "Walmart is not the only saving place. Come on in." These are church signs. They don't even take it serious. They lightly esteem the God of salvation, and then they wonder why the world does what it does. They don't even believe. They're believers that don't believe. Just think about that. Here's another church sign for you. "Now is a good time to visit our pastor. He's on vacation." Isn't that cute? How degrading. I mean, it's like taking your own feet from under you. You want people to believe in the Christ that you don't even believe in, and then you make light of your spiritual overseer and say, "Now's a good time to visit our pastor. He's on vacation." Folks, if you're not going to take it serious, how do you expect the world to take it serious? And no wonder why you end up with these lunatics with the Bible in their hand. And they are there because you fail to read the Bible and the Constitution for yourselves. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just highlighting the fact that I got a text last night, forgive me, telling me that ABC News did a documentary on Waco in an attempt to justify their crimes against innocent people, and they used my voiceover. And, of course, they did this without my permission, and again, I'm sure they went back and said that it was public domain. That's all good. But, you know, I watched the documentary this morning. And what I derived from it was the fact that, you know, the media loves to demonize the church in the first place, but what they don't realize is nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ Jesus himself did. So they're sitting there trying to tag the David Koreshes of the world for being Christians, when in fact that was the furthest thing from a Christian. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So how is it that we call him a Christian if he was acting like the devil? Hello? And then, folks, I began to highlight the fact that if people in this country would have read their Bibles and read their Bibles, they wouldn't have David Koreshes in the world. If people in this country would read the Constitution of the United States of America, they wouldn't tolerate corruption in government through the representatives at all. And during the last segment, I've been highlighting the fact that, folks, these are false prophets that turn men away from God. They even set themselves at war with God because of the false teachings. And you're seeing a whole lot of it today. And what is the fruit of false teachings? Well, David Koresh and other cult leaders. And then I highlighted the fact that 1 Timothy 4:1 tells us, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith. Why would they depart from the faith? And they'll give themselves to take heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience and consciences seared with a hot iron. How would that happen? Them forsaking the word and taking man's word for it. And then I began to highlight the fact that the churches are doing it to themselves in this country. I mean, they're completely, in so many different aspects, friends, taking God. They're lightly esteeming the God of their salvation. And only to prove my point is when you go down the road and you see these church signs, it's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for them. I mean, like, our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's? How do you take a congregation or a overseer seriously like that? Why would I enter into his doors when he himself doesn't even take the Spirit of Christ seriously? Or Walmart is not the only savings place. Come on in. These are church signs. Now's a good time to visit our pastor. He's on vacation. Isn't that funny? I mean, people are going to hell in the masses. And yet the professed Christians in America have the audacity to remove both feet from under themselves by posting this on their church billboards. Now's a good time to visit our pastor. He's on vacation. Or how about this one? The best vitamin for a Christian is to be one. Okay. The best vitamin for a Christian is to be one. Or how about this one? Visitors welcome, members expected. I mean, like this is just some sort of circus, friends. Like it's like you're going to go inside and receive a comedy show. In many cases, you are. Charles Spurgeon said that what will happen in the days coming . A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. And it's exactly where we're at today. Let me say that again. A time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. I also think it's very applicable to bring in this quote by none other than William Booth. Once it pulls up, I'll bring it up, friends. I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, and politics without God and heaven without hell. That's exactly what we're seeing today. Christ is MIA, and I want to tell you why he's MIA. He's not going to bear witness to your lie of compromise. And again, friends, I lay to your candor, how can the world take your message serious, 78% of you that claim to be Christians, when you don't even take it seriously or him seriously? Here's another one. The pastor saw his shadow. This is a billboard at a church. 6 more weeks of lousy sermons. Again, the pastor saw his shadow, 6 more weeks of lousy sermons. Isn't that funny? Or what about this one? Palms read here. As if you're going to enter into a place where a psychic can read your future. Palms read here, right? Palms, you know? But they put Psalms read here. Here's another one. A dam holds water back. And then it says, it's not my last name. I mean, really? Really? And they wonder why their pulpits, I'm sorry, not their pulpits, but why their seating is completely emptied out. Because, again, they don't take their own message seriously. Here's one that bothers me to no end, and I see it quite a bit. Come in for a faith lift. Really? Huh. Folks, you need to make the distinction between a humanistic faith and a spiritual faith. See, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. See, and there's a human faith that gets up and operates countering spiritual faith. Real faith says we walk by faith and not by sight. Humanistic faith says we walk by sight. Here's another sign. Let's meet at my house Sunday before the game. -God. That's blasphemy, friends. let's meet at my house Sunday before the game. Why doesn't anybody take these people serious? Folks, the word of the Lord is a reproach to these people. They're offended by the word of God, yet they claim to be God's kids, just like the Pharisees did that had Christ crucified. Read the Bible every day to prevent truth decay. This is a sign posted in front of a church. Read the Bible every day to prevent truth decay. Here's another one. Is your life running on empty? Free Phillips here every Sunday. I mean, it's more like a marketing campaign as they remove the cross and make it easier for people to enter into hell. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not wide and broad. But these people make it wide and broad. Here's another one for you. Trade God your pieces for his peace. I mean, that does have a lot of truth to it. I get what they're saying. But it's a lousy, carnal, reprobate appeal is what it is. Charles Spurgeon was right, and he said, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. And before he makes anything out of him, he needs to be broken into 1,000 pieces. He's exactly right. 7 days without God makes one W-E-A-K. These are church billboards. This is a lack of Christianity, America. The reality of hell, come early and hear our choir. Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Listen to this again. The reality of hell, this is a billboard on a church lawn, okay? A sign on a church lawn before you enter into the church, if anybody does. Listen to this one carefully. The reality of hell, come early and hear our choir. Another one, the church is prayer conditioned. It's an appeal and it's an allurement to the flesh, friends. Nothing more, nothing less. Here's another one. This one first came out when emails were new. God answers knee mails. K-N-E-E. Wow. And again, I want you to keep in mind, friends, that these are the same people that talk much of grace but know nothing of it, real grace. You might see these people driving down the street with bumper stickers that say such things as, Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven, stay away from them. They know not real grace. Yet when we look at Scripture, we find that it tells us that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, Romans 5:20. So I put forth the question to those who remain in their sins, for which they are unrepentant, where's the grace? Because it tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:34, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. And I am speaking right now of the shameful. And the church is undoing itself by putting up billboards like this. You know, here's another one. I went to a meeting in Missouri 18 years ago. And it was the Assemblies of God meeting. And I remember when we went in to use the restroom, I remember hearing a guy just blowing and hyping and embellishing his revival out of his church. And I'm just thinking to myself, when someone's house is on fire, have you ever noticed that you see a fire at a distance? What people like to do is they like to get in their car and they like to drive to see where the fire is and what's going on. See, when it's a real fire and it's of the Holy Ghost, you don't have to advertise fire. People will just naturally come. But see, again, you see what's going on in this country. People are calling the children of the flesh Christians when in fact they're not Christians at all. It's the furthest thing from the truth. Those that are born of the Spirit, guess what they do, friends? They do the things of the Spirit. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show. He is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Highlighting right now why people follow people. And we're not required or commanded by God to follow anybody but the Christ and to be led by the Holy Spirit in the process. 1 Corinthians 11:1. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Romans 8. And I started the show off today talking about how someone had caught the fact that ABC News was using one of my voiceovers as an expose on a documentary of Waco. And I thought it would be of interest to the American people to understand why there is David Koresh's in the world, why there are corrupt politicians in government. Because people don't read their Bible or their constitutions. And if they did, we wouldn't be where we're at today. You know, it's interesting as well, because there's so many warnings in Scripture. Ephesians 4:14 says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of who? By the sleight of men. And cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. And then I got off onto church signs and how the churches are undoing themselves is really what they're doing. I'm going to read off a couple more to you. We have another one. Try Jesus. If you don't like him, the devil will always take you back. I mean, doesn't the word clearly say that Jesus came into the world to save men from their sins? Yes. Matthew 1:21. And doesn't it also say in the Old Testament that the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked? Why is it that these people take it so lightly? I'll tell you why. Because they don't understand the price paid for their salvation. Try Jesus. If you don't like him, the devil will always take you back. Isn't that cute? try Jesus. I mean, as if he's just something that you can throw on and then throw away. And I want to tell you why people use terminologies like that or statements like that. It's because they don't know him. If they knew him, they wouldn't talk like that. Here's another one. A billboard on a church lawn. A sign in the midst of the snow that says, "Jesus loves you so much." And yet I can't find in Scripture anywhere where it tells me that Jesus himself talked of his love for his disciples outside of his demonstration. Keep that in context. He didn't talk about his love for anybody. He demonstrated his love on Calvary. That is 1 John 3:18. "My little children, let us not love in word or tongue, but in deed and in truth." I mean, and what do we see here? Jesus loves you so much. These are the ones that are in church. "Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you so much." And Jesus says back to him, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." And then I think of... it's truly amazing how this works, friends, and how the Holy Ghost is just constantly dropping stuff down. But it reminds me of how they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. I just had a thought. You know, one of the things the media wanted to talk about, going back to what we highlighted during the first, second, and third segment concerning David Koresh, one of the things that they wanted to highlight is that David Koresh claimed that God spoke to him. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, okay, he probably was speaking to him as he's speaking to all of us all the time. But he was probably telling David Koresh what he didn't want to hear, just like the modern-day professors in America. And the message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But because that doesn't fit your doctrine, and you want to cherry-pick it like a bunch of pigeons picking peas, you wanted to claim that God was telling you something in the contrary. If it doesn't come with the cross, it's not faith. And if it's not faith, it's not the Lord. Period. But it's interesting. We all have Bibles. And what's interesting to note is when I read the Bible, God spoke to somebody because I'm reading what he said. And people don't see this through. And again, understanding what the media's objective is, it's to demonize all of the Christians. And it's interesting, they want to demonize you for their lack of Christianity. I mean, they don't even realize they're on Christ's side when Christ was rebuking the religious hypocrites. Matthew 23. Over and over and over and over and over and over again. Jesus was rebuking him. He said, "Beware of believing the doctrine of the Herodians and the Pharisees, corrupt government, corrupt doctrine in the church." He was constantly warning people. He was constantly rebuking people. And he was constantly saving people as well. But they followed him. He didn't follow them. Keep that in mind. That's another show right there. Talking about how they lightly esteemed the God of Israel. Jesus loves you so much. Isn't that cute, America? It should enrage you. It really should. Here's another one. Tithe if you love Jesus, anyone can honk. Ridiculous. Here's another sign on a church lawn. Road rage. And then it says, "What would Jesus do?" I want to tell you something, all of you, what would Jesus do, bracelet-wearing hypocrites. It's not what would Jesus do, it is what is Jesus doing. There's a big difference. Here's another one, a church sign. The party is here. No wonder, again, America, why nobody takes these people serious. The party's here. The party. Reprobate terminology. As if you're going to enter into a bar and there's going to be a big party. Here's another one. Using hell as the deterrent rather than the fear of God. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. But this one says, this church sign says, the weather never changes in hell. Oh, boy, I better get into that church then, man. They're going to tell me. They're going to preach hellfire, which is unscriptural. They're going to try to scare me into heaven. No, wait a second. I'm not trying to scare you into heaven. I'm telling you whom you should fear. And it's the Lord God of Israel. And you're not to fear man. You're to fear him. Because he has the power to cast both body and soul into hell. That's who you're supposed to fear, not the consequence. Law to grace, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. Read the Bible, friends. Another sign that says dogs go to heaven, cats go to purgatory. It's unscriptural. You Catholics, read your Bible. There's no purgatory. It's unscriptural. Show me in the Word of God where there's a purgatory. But that starts another show right there. Dogs go to heaven, cats go to purgatory. That is just so cute. And no wonder why we are in the place that we are in this country. And, of course, you've seen these. And a free trip to heaven. Here's another sign. Free trip to heaven. Details inside. Folks, is salvation free? Why, yes, it is. To those who understand the cost concerning the Son of God, in which he paid to purchase our redemption through his blood. Now, freedom has a new definition, doesn't it? And again, for those that do not understand, they establish such signs, lightly esteeming the price of redemption, and by doing so demonstrate that they are without reverence and are offense, an offense to God. And it also shows you that they were without the Spirit of God in so many different ways. How is the world to honor Christ when they dishonor Christ? How is the world to hold in high esteem the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob if the professed church doesn't hold in high esteem the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? I mean, this is simply making light of the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 10:26, and I want to tell you something too, and I hit this whenever it pops up, which is quite a bit. If people honored the price that the veterans in this country paid concerning their self-sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have, the American people, if they out of gratitude honored them, both in the natural and in the spiritual first, but if people understood and they actually out of gratitude honored the sacrifice of our fallen soldiers, they wouldn't tolerate corruption in government for a minute. And it's the same thing in the church. If they preached Christ crucified and people in this country and worldwide understood the price paid on the behalf of the Son of God for our redemption, we would tolerate corruption not for 1 second concerning the church. Oh, I love it because it's right and it's true. And the fear of the Lord is clean, and this is clean, friends, and it's pure doctrine and it's pure truth. Ending on a positive note, one church sign stated, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, Matthew 22, verse 37, and then do what you want to do. Christian, this is so true, but I ask, what is it that you want to do? It's exactly right. If you're born of the Spirit of God, I have one question before we end the show today. If you're born of the Spirit of God, what is it that you want to do? And that will tell you the seed that you're born of. Is it incorruptible or is it corruptible? Is it a false grace called licentiousness or is it a real grace that understands go and sin no more? Lord, what is it that you would have me do? Talking 23, see ya.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.